The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
I am, and I don't mind being despicable. I'm Joe Mesita, your host. I work at it. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Come on, you know, you guys could do this with me. On the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, everybody's talking about it. You know, this is how we figure it. This is exactly how I do this. Right? Everybody's talking about, you know, what went down last night. I don't know why anybody is surprised in the least. Couldn't you see this coming? I mean, Kasich was already on, you know, he was on death watch already. Right? And then he got Cruz. Who now, let's be honest about it, I'm going to lose a couple of you. The funeral march. I mean, you got Cruz for weeks who's been talking, every question he's asked, he responds with, well, unlike my opponent, Mr. Trump, I mean, nobody cares. We're asking you the question because we want to hear from you what you have to say about it. I don't care what Trump, I've already heard what Trump's going to do. I want to hear what you're going to do. I want to hear how you're going to change it. I want to hear how you're going to make a difference with this. You know what I'm saying? I need more meat. Well, you don't have enough time now to win me over because you're done. So last week, again, some of you heard me rant about this because it does make me crazy. So last week you had five states that the man lost. He flat out just lost. Deal with it. And I love it. At first, you know, we're going to win these. We're working hard. We've got a ground game. He does it, so we're going to make it happen. And we're going to take. Then he loses. And it's like, well, those states weren't quite that important. No. Because we would never win those anyhow. And Republicans aren't going to get those in the general election. So the fact that he got them doesn't matter. Well, the fact that he got them and he got the delegates he needed to whip your butt is a big deal, whether you like it or not. And that's the part that always floors me, is how they do that. And then he said, you know, onward and upward to Indiana. We're going to show you in Indiana. We're going to take Indiana. Those are my people. We got a great ground game. Trump has no ground game. Apparently, the ground games are irritating. Because Cruz got snookered. Right? I mean, seriously. Is this nuts or what? Anyhow. So I don't even, I look at this stuff, and I can do nothing but kind of laugh to a degree. Because these guys, this is the politics that nobody wants to deal with. Right? And you've got, I'm looking at stuff, you know, stuff popping up my screen on this already. So you know, you've got the politicos that are out there telling you what you want to hear, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. And then you get the Trumps of the world that are going, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make China do this. And I think people on both sides are just so tired of the political speech, which is why they've been drawn to him. They don't necessarily like him. Look, there are people doing work for you and I, I'm sure, that you don't necessarily like. But here's the deal. You know they can get the job done. And if they can get the job done, why not use them? Look, I don't have to like the pilot of the plane. I don't even have to like the surgeon. You get where I'm going? If he or she could do the job, they're one of the best, and I don't care. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how large you are or small. Well, I care if you're large, if we're doing some weight loss stuff, buddy. But for the most part, I don't care about any of that. Speaking of not caring, hey, up after the break, Gary Aminoff's going to join me. I was joking with him, calling him he's the retired LA County chair for the Cruz campaign, Cruz for president. And, you know, we're going to talk about where is the Republican Party going? What's going to go on? What's going to happen to the hardcore conservatives? I mean, we're seeing a shift. We're seeing a change. And it's our fault. If you're a hardcore right-wing conservative, the change is your fault. And the reason I say that to you is, what have you been doing? You guys disappear. The majority of you, not all of you. You disappear between the races. You're gone for 2 years and you wonder what happens. You know what I'm saying? So if you get involved, you stay engaged, you do what you're supposed to do, then we can make a difference. All right, so Gary, like I said, Gary will be up in a couple of minutes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website. Go ahead and write it down, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the live chat room that's going on up there. You can ask Joe a question. Simply send an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, please engage. Just engage. The only way you're going to make this a better country, the only way you're going to, no matter who your candidate was, the only way you're going to take this country back, make it a better country, get it back to the America that we know and love, is you've got to engage. You've got to get involved. You've got to do something. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break with Gary.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. It's a real word. Anyway, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, give me your email address. It's really simple. Just plug your email address in the little white thing that says newsletter, and every week I send you out information on who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, and that kind of thing. And I really do appreciate it. I don't sell your emails, so don't worry about any of that. Just give you my information. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. I don't chase you. I don't send people over to your house. Really, I don't. All right, so I've asked, unless you've been brain dead or you've been in a coma and you just came out, and God bless you just came out, you heard that Cruz last night suspended. They all suspend their campaign. I don't quite know what that means. Maybe my guest knows what that means. Gary Aminoff is joining me from Los Angeles. And Gary was the Los Angeles, well, I don't know if you still are, because I don't know what suspended means. But Gary, you were the LA chair for the campaign for Ted Cruz, correct?
That's correct. Campaign is over as far as I'm concerned, so I guess I don't have that title anymore.
The previous, retired, whatever you want to call it. Do you know what it means when they suspend? I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're ending the campaign, right?
They're ending the campaign,
yeah.
and the fact is that Cruz has ended his campaign, but I think they say suspended because if it looks like there's an opportunity to reinstate it, if you suspended it, it's easier to do than if you terminated it, I guess.
Yeah, well, whatever works. I mean, I always figured they did that so they could collect money if they needed to pay off bills later on or something. I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's also a possibility.
All right. So now that you're not, quote-unquote, affiliated with the campaign, I got to ask you, did you see this coming? Did you see some fatal mistakes? Did you see some things you went, oh, God, don't do that?
Well, look, I've worked on a lot of political campaigns, and you always have the feeling that, oh, I wish my candidate hadn't said that or hadn't done that. And that's true with every candidate. And I'm not going to delineate anything specifically that Ted Cruz did, because I think all in all, he ran a good campaign. What I think that this, the Trump force was overwhelming, and Trump had the backing of all the media, and he got billions of dollars worth of campaign publicity because of his relationship with the media. So, you know, if Trump had not been in the race, I think Cruz would have emerged as the leading candidate. But media force that is Donald Trump was just overwhelming.
Oh yeah, they were all over him, and I think most of it was they were looking for him to fail. It almost seemed like every stupid thing that we've been taught in the political world as to what not to do, he did and triumphed with it. Actually, his points grew as he did it. I mean, does that dumbfound you or what?
Yeah. He has a hardcore base that don't care what he does or what he says or what he's done in the past. They just want him. And it's an emotional reaction rather than, you know, a rational decision. So it's hard to overcome a candidate who has that kind of emotional backing, as we saw in 2008 and 2012 with Obama, who had the same kind of people. They didn't care what he did or who he was. They just wanted him president.
Yeah, and you know, I'm getting from some of the people in Washington that actually got their finger on the polls, the real polls, that Trump has a real serious chance of beating Hillary Clinton. There's such an outcry, which is why Trump probably got where he got. There's such an outcry as nobody wants to do, you know, same old anymore. We want a new way of doing business in Washington. Do you agree?
I agree 100%. It's throw out the old. They haven't been performing. Let's bring in somebody who at least says he's going to do what he says he's going to do. You know, people are fed up with our establishment, with the existing Republican Party, because we've had a majority in both houses now for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and 3.5 years, and they haven't done anything to stop Obama's expansion of government and usurpation of the powers of Congress, and people are fed up with that.
You know, Gary, one of the things that made me nuts, and I just sit and listen, is, you know, we've had our conservatives, our hardcore right-wing conservatives, screaming that they're not being listened to, that the conservative side of the House is not being listened to. You know, for years they've been screaming they want somebody who's going to listen to them. And now what happens is you got Trump, who obviously was winning in all these states, and the conservative party going, no, we don't want him, though. Right, your candidate wasn't getting the votes. Let's just, you know, be honest about it. But yet we were telling the conservative side of the party, yeah, but you're wrong.
Yeah, so here's what I concluded. There is a hardcore base of conservatives, and they were Cruz supporters, but they were a minority. And most true conservatives backed Cruz and not Trump. And they didn't want Trump and don't want Trump. There are even some who say they won't vote for Trump, which I think is wrong. But Trump's appeal was not to the right wing, was not to the hardcore conservatives. It was to the more liberal and more moderate Republicans.
Yep. Well, you saw him take the numbers of, you know, independents, moderates, libertarians in some of these other states where, again, you know, choice is bad and worse. And now you have Trump. He's not a politician. He knows he's not a politician. What do you say to those people? And I've got a lot of friends like you do, same people that are saying, that's it, I'm not voting. The party has left me. Well, the party didn't leave you. You know, Trump was voted in by the majority of the people that voted, period. But what are you going to say to those people? Say, I can't bring myself to vote for him. I'm not going to do it.
I try to explain to them that as bad as Trump is in terms of conservative principles, he's far, far better than Hillary or any Democrat. So if you don't vote for him, you're effectively voting for the Democrat, who's going to be much, much worse. So while we don't have, you know, our favorite conservative as a candidate, we've got a Republican who is probably far to the right of any Democrat that's going to run. So we've got to support him, or we're going to have a Democrat again, and
we
in
got
another 4 years.
Hang loose for a minute. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be right. We can finish that up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far, really. You're going to enjoy this. It's all about Trump now. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cross.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Or just head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. There's a million ways you can get the show and get me. If you hop up on the website, you'll find stations, times, all that other fun stuff. I want to get right back to my next guest. As you heard last night, Mr. Cruz has stepped out of the race. And today, Kasich, I didn't even know he was still running, but we'll talk about that later. Kasich also stepped aside and decided, I guess he got his meds right and figured out there was no chance. Gary Eminoff joins me. He was, now he is the retired chair of the L.A. L.A. County Ted Cruz campaign. And again, Gary, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome, Joe. Happy to be here.
Well, you know, and I always get a kick out of this stuff. I mean, everybody was devastated last night. You know, everybody that I know that was on a Cruz campaign, really, really devastated. You know, what are we going to do now? Who are we going to vote for now? Well, here's the problem. When you know, Scott Walker was my guy. You know, and he was one of the first ones out of the race. And you're sitting here thinking, who's next? And I'm looking down the list, and I could really never line up with anybody. Basically, now I have no choice, as you and I were talking during the break. But those are hardcore right-wing, as I say, you know, Bible-thumping, conservative, Tea Party people, that you go, look, you're not going to get, there's no candidate that you're 100% in line with. Is that hardcore way of thinking, is that hardcore conservative line, is that going to be able to stand in the Republican Party?
Well, Joe, as you've seen, the Republican Party is moving further to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that the hardcore social conservatives are going to be in the majority of the Republican Party anytime soon. I think we're seeing that the people, the voters, don't want restrictions on their social activities, shall we say.
Right.
They aren't grounded in biblical morality.
No.
So it doesn't have the value it once had, and I frankly don't see it coming back in the Republican Party. Now, maybe there will be a third party formed at some point with true conservatives, and they'll try to compete. But I'm not sure the American public is holds the values, the founding principles, the Constitution, limited government,
right.
Federalism. I'm not sure those are values that are really cared about so much anymore by most of the American people. And maybe part of that is because they don't know about them.
Well, I was my wife this weekend did a registration drive at a church, and she did the Focus on the Family handout that they have. It, you know, lets you know what every candidate believes and that kind of stuff and the differences between the two parties without taking a stand, you know, so we don't get any churches in trouble. But I was amazed, and again, you know, somebody said to me, well, you know, church people aren't too swift. I go, yeah, okay, whatever. But I was amazed at how many people at church really didn't understand the difference in the parties. They really did. It was the same old cliche, Democrats for the poor, Republicans are for the rich. But they were, some of the Democrats were Democrats because they really thought that the Republicans were for abortion, that the Republicans were for same-sex marriage, that the Republicans were for higher taxes. I'm going, who are you listening to? I mean,
exactly.
What drugs are you taking? But it comes back to, we stink. I'll say it my way. We suck at getting our message out. We suck at promoting ourselves.
Yeah, we do. There's no question about that. We've done a terrible job of explaining who we are and what we stand for.
Yeah, and you've even got people who thinking that Abraham Lincoln was a Dem and that Martin Luther King was a Dem.
I know.
Doesn't it make you sick?
And, you know, the Democrats have been very good at revising history in their favor, and we haven't done anything to counter that.
No, absolutely. You're right. Pretty much absolutely nothing. But I, you know, we've got a long way to go. And here's the other thing too. I love how now, even though he is our presumed nominee, I've got friends of mine who think that Bush is going to rise from the ashes and he's going to get nominated at the convention. I don't buy that for a second. But now they're trying to tie him to the Dems. They're trying to tie him, to Hillary and all the money he's given to the Democrats and what have you. And I just start laughing, saying, look, your beloved Ronald Reagan was a Democrat, loved the Democratic Party. I mean, right up until the end, obviously, or he wouldn't have left. So should we have used the same things with him in not allowing him to be, governor, president, or head of the party?
No, and don't forget, he's been a businessman. He needs favors from the government.
Yep.
And so he's going to donate money to people that are going to be able to help him in his business.
Right.
And that's just the nature of business in America today.
Yeah. I love it. And that's my line is, you know, get over yourselves. It's just the way we do it. Now, in California, where, you know, we are out, I don't know, are we still out number 2-1 when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, that kind of thing? It might even be higher than that at this point in time. California is still or is now in play with Trump as the candidate, which has got to frost that, you know, the hardcore right in our party. You know, I mean, how is that playing in the state? You're closer to it than I am.
Well, California was in play because the California election could have made a difference in terms of Ted Cruz getting a substantial number of delegates. But now it's not in play anymore. Trump is the presumed nominee. There's nobody challenging him. He will get the delegates from California, and he will be he will have the majority of delegates. But California isn't, now that there's only one candidate in the race, California isn't relevant.
Okay. I
can tell you there are a lot of disaffected conservatives, and I had my phone was ringing every 5 minutes last night, and there are a lot of conservatives who feel that they don't have a home anymore. that the party, what you said, that the party has left them, and wondering what to do.
But a lot of these, you know, a lot of these people, let's just be frank and honest about it. You know, where are they for the 2 years or the 4 years prior to the race? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, all they do is complain. I have this complaint myself. You know, I deal with a lot of conservative celebrity types, other radio show hosts, and, you know, we're asked to go to events. We're asked to go out there. We're asked to put a rally together. And what do you get? You get, you know, between three of us that have a good, solid listenership, you get 200 people that show up. You go, wait a minute. I'm driving down to San Diego for 3 hours from my, you know, my home area. And because you guys want to help release the Marine, and 110 of you show up, you know, and telling me you have to work not good enough. You know, you've got to sacrifice something, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyhow, all right. So we've got about a minute and a half left. Tell me, give me what you see happening in the party as a whole nationally. What do you think is going to happen over the next year, 6 months to a year?
Well, the party has been divided. I think it'll continue to be divided between conservatives and, you know, I can define that if you want, and non-conservatives. But I think the majority of the party today is probably non-conservative, and I think the party will move in that direction and leave the hardcore conservatives behind.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know, frankly, if, you know, I'll have you back on to talk about this. What makes us different than the other side, then? That we're fiscally conservative and nothing else? I mean, that's kind of scary. And I'm not saying that.
It is.
Yeah, you're back to one party. We're pretty darn close to having only one party now, so I don't know. Gary, how do people, if they want to read your writings, find out more about you? I know you've got a TV show coming up here. Why don't you tell people about it?
Okay, well, first of all, I have a blog. And it's called Bear to the Right. It's beartotheright.com. So people have been writing there, you know, for 10, 12 years. So people can see all my blog posts. I'm doing a interview show interviewing people involved in the entertainment and political fields. It's called The Aminoff Effect. We don't have a home yet, but it will be on YouTube right now. We're trying to get a cable station to pick it up.
I'll have you on when you finally pull it off, but we're up against the time. Gary, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on the board with me. Or on board with me, I should say. You know, I love that song because it sounds like some of these you who remember the 45s, you know, you spin them really fast. Sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, even when they weren't. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I'm not full agreement with Gary, but I got to tell you, we're in a world of hurt. And I think that the people are going to have to take a hard look at what party they want to belong to. And in starting a third party, you could really cause some issues. I mean, we're so deep into it, it would just a lot going on. And it would take years to wind one up, and during that time, as you're trying to wind up a third party, every election goes to the Dems. Because they're not going to break away. You know as well as I do, they're not going to stop doing what they do. Right? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen, you did you miss the Affordable Care Act date? What do they call it? The deadline. That's not a date. Jeez, the date is a good thing. A deadline, not so much, right? Now, you don't have any kind of health care. Don't worry about it, because my friends at Liberty Health Share, they've got the answer for you. Now, Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. right? You're not, again, choice. We're talking about here. Choice, freedom, and control. Back to you on the healthcare issue. If you have, if you're, now, if you've already enrolled and the plan's a real piece of work, you still have options. That's right. Liberty Health Share gives you control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, giving you the freedom and control of your insurance choices. Now, Liberty Health Share plans allow their members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital. You know, I did not stutter. So you get around the tax penalties, you get around the mandates, not in a bad way, in a good way. You have total choice of your own package, you have total choice when to sign up, and you get to choose your own doctor and hospital. And no, this is not an Obamaism. You get to choose your own doctor or hospital. Now, not certain areas, all across the nation. Freedom to choose who you want, freedom to choose the plan that you want, freedom to manage freedom to manage the healthcare option that you want as well. It ain't that hard. Now, if you're a freedom-loving American like I am and you're looking for a contract-less, or contract-free, whatever way makes you feel better, these are the guys for you. This is Liberty HealthShare. You can find them at libertyhealthshare.org. They have individual plans. They have family plans, couples, not the dog. I know some of you consider the dog part of the family, but not so much me. And not so much Liberty HealthShare. Head over there, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. I like talking to a human being myself. Speaking of pets, or putzes, whatever we're going to put it, pet owners deserve family leave too, says Lindsay Putnam, a writer. She said she would have benefited from a paw turn. What are they calling this? Paternity? Wow. Paternity leave when she got her cat. Now, bringing my adopted cat, Jameson, home with me in 2014 was one of the happiest days of my life. Having to go back to work for 2 days later was one of the worst. Now, while the rest of the country is hung up on a necessity, now listen to this, millennial, while the rest of the country is hung up on the necessity of maternity leave, or even the newly coined maternity leave, one group continues to be overlooked when it comes to paid time off work, and that's pet owners. Sure. So now the you really want to drive employers out of this country? You want paternity leave? Are you serious? Or paternity, excuse me. Now, they already have it in the UK. The British Pet Insurance Providers Pet Plan found the nearly 5% of new pet owners in the UK were offered time off to care for their four-legged kids. Not surprisingly, the UK is also light years ahead of the U.S. when it comes to the maternity leave, offering up to 39 weeks of paid leave. Now, this is the writer's point of view, not mine. I think that's nuts. 40 weeks. You get the same amount of time, paid leave. Then they have to backfill your position, and they have to pay somebody to do it. It's time for the U.S. to hop aboard the paternity train, this writer says. It's not just because I want to stay home and cuddle on the couch with my new feline, which I do. When I adopted Jameson, he was 6 years old and had spent the previous year of his life in an animal shelter. He was suffering from severe health problems after being neglected by his previous owner, and was skittish, nervous, and uncertain about why he was suddenly being transported to a strange new home. I'm sorry, I didn't know that required so much energy. I couldn't help but to think, if I could just stay home with Jameson for a couple of days, everything would be fine. My coworkers with kids, they walk out the door at 6 o'clock. No one seems to care that I also have a child at home. You don't have a child at home. You have an animal at home. Yes, it's a pet. And yes, you love it. And yes, all that happy stuff. But come on, let's be honest about this. It's a pet. Are we clear? It's an animal. Now, many pet experts agree that the new pet owners should try their best to clear their schedules for the first few days following a new animal's arrival. Here's how you do this. Hey, boss, I got to leave early on Friday. I'm going to pick me up a new pet. So I'm going to be out. I'm going to take 4 hours of vacation or time or whatever, personal time, however they do it. Right? You head over to the pound. You pick up your animal. Guess what you have? You got Saturday and Sunday available. And if you have one of those holidays that falls on a Monday, you got 4 days to play with this thing and get it, get it ready to go. Don't you think? Now, not only can the owners benefit, but so does the pet. Now, the reason they require so much attention at first, is because they've had problems in another home. Now they come to this home. We don't want them to become a public nuisance. Maybe that's how they maybe that's how they ended up at the pound to begin with, right? It's clear that spending time with your fur baby is a pet's best interest, but is it your employer's too? And here we go. Here comes the justification. Now, according to Psychology Today, pet owners have better self-esteem, fitness, sociability. Hey, I got 6 pets, okay? Yeah, I feel good about myself, but it didn't come from the pets. I do not have better fitness. I sure as heck don't have better social ability. And my happiness don't come from the animals. They also have lower blood pressure and cholesterol. Really? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, having kids doesn't improve the employer's health, right? Which would make them better workers. Yet, we grant them 6 weeks off to care for them. So, in other words, having kids doesn't make you healthier. So, therefore, the justification is it might even be more important for the pet owners. For you to have... I love this stuff. I mean, I just find this stuff hilarious. So, it might be more important for you to have a pet. Or for you, maybe you shouldn't hire... That's it. You shouldn't hire people who have just had kids. What you should hire is pet owners, people who just adopted pets. All right, so here we go. I'm going to get into somebody's head. So you think we'd have the same outcry if we, had a higher abortion rate of pets and animals? Right? What do you think? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, when we go to break, I want you to ponder something. Cruz is out. Kasich is out. Trump's the only one left. Some of you are screaming you're not going to do it. You can't do it. You can't bring yourself to vote for Trump. So what are you going to do, vote for Hillary? If you don't vote at all, then you are voting for... Actually, I don't know how true this is, but some of the statisticians say when you don't vote for someone, you're actually giving 2 votes to somebody else. I'm just telling you how it works. So, whatever. And if you're going to blow it off because Trump doesn't fall in line with you, well, what about Hillary does? Do you know what I'm saying here? What about Hillary does? See, I don't know. This stuff continually floors me. When I hear hardcore Republicans tell me that they can't bring themselves to vote for Trump, they can't bring themselves to vote for somebody who isn't a hardcore conservative, well, then you got nobody. If that's your guideline, both sides of your guideline, you've got nobody. You're done. Yeah, I know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the rest of the show. We'll be right back.